Danny, obviously the objective of tomorrow is to build on last week's good performance and victory over Louth against...
Yeah, no, I'm just looking forward to getting going now, because after last week now we got a good start, got the one, so hopefully now we get the same again, but they're Monaghan now be a bit stronger opposition for us, so we'll be up against it from the start now.
Louth came to to O'Donnell Park last Sunday with a big enough reputation as well, so it must have been very encouraging for a first game of the season, first real game of the season, that you did get such a good performance, as well as the win.
Yeah, no, like we're delighted with it, like, but I suppose the first half very slow to start, like, so it's one thing we're looking at tomorrow now is really just kind of get out of the blocks very good, like, and because we have had, I think, 11 wides in the first half now, and just we can't really afford to be that there tomorrow now, so there's a few things we want to work on, like, and I'd say that's probably one of the main things now.
Yeah, all in all, good performances all around. I know I spoke to you afterwards, and obviously, Declan Coulter from Armagh and Davin Flynn from Tipperary have started in and on their debuts for Donegal did particularly well. But then again, we know those players came with good pedigree. But the younger players as well, you know, the likes of Cathal Doherty from Buncrana making a first start, your own man Richie Key from Setanta making a first start, all seem to fit in well.
Oh, yeah. No, the two lads, no, we kind of expected that from them. I think they got about 9 points from play between the both of them. Like, so... kind of, that's the kind of level we'd be expecting from them, but it was nice to see the younger boys come in. Cahill's done very well, like, in his first game, and Richie too very well, like, and then you had older lads like Colm Lack came on for his debut, and Aidan Stokes too, so both them are going very well on training, so there's a nice free mix now of new faces into the team, like, so
because there must have been a certain little bit of doubt about, you know, just how well you would go this year. And I know it's only, you can't go on one swallow, never made a summer, but given that, you know, so many players had left the scene.
Yeah, I know, like, it's in fairness, in Donegal there's a very small pool of players, like, so anytime you lose even one, like, you know, they're always felt, but we're lucky now just the way the thing has worked this year that we've actually got a few lads in, so we're just kind of, we'd be optimistic enough now this year too, because of the quality of players there, that you actually could push on and go well in the league and maybe push on the championship as well. So we're still really hopeful now, doing well this year, even though we are missing a couple. But as I said, just there's a few very good players in. So
yeah, and of course, a very hectic schedule of games coming up. You know, what is it? Six games in 7 weeks, or 5 games in 6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 and 7, so I guess it's very, very hectic now, so we're getting no real rest now, but just hopefully now we can just avoid small injuries, like, because that's one thing, if you can't do a hamstring or do something, ligaments, that gets you more rest with the league campaign, so hopefully now we can just avoid that there and really push on, just get a few results now in the next few weeks, and then be in the league final in towards the end of it.
Yeah, and tomorrow, Monaghan went home last weekend and went away with a big win.
Yeah, very surprising now, because I know Tyrone's going well this year, like, so for them to go up there and get 10 points in the end, like, so up in Oma too, which is very impressive, so they must be doing their work as well, like, so we're expecting a really, really tough game out of the bar, like, and we know they'll be up for it, like, because every year they're always...
And tell me, in terms of team-wise, any changes from last week yet, or has the team been announced?
I'm not too sure the team has been announced yet, because there's a couple of lads carrying the knocks, like, so it'll be tomorrow morning, and say we know that now, but I think James Donnelly will be out now, he's got a calf problem, like, so other than that, there would hopefully have the same crew.